White Knight, Black Swan, by David Gemmell. Read by Max Dowler.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
White Knight, Black Swan is dedicated with great affection to Tony Fenelon, Acton's Mr. Chips, who never gave up on a kid because he had rough edges or a bad family background, and to Roland Woodward, Peter Chilton, Tom Hodd, Brian Flower, Ray Scott, Peter Phillips, Tony Brown, Richard Allen, Robbie Fairman, Jim Lally, Michael Ort, and Valerie Ballard. Some for the trials of friendship, some for the gift of enmity. And to Giuseppe and Lorette Bertolli for the sheer perfection of the sundial. Chapter 1. The big man in the torn tracksuit top watched the black swan building her nest on the island at the centre of the pond. 2 years ago, vandals with air rifles had killed the swan's mate and all four of her cygnets. She'd also been shot in the head, and her right eye was now blind. To the man called Bimbo, the eye was deeply beautiful, for it was grey and shimmered like a pearl set in the bird's ebony face. Now, as the mating season neared, the swan once more built her nest. A pointless exercise.